Welcome to Horny Music, the show where we play songs with horns in, brass, sax, the like. Today is part two of our tour around Europe. We're playing a song from each country and going alphabetically, also known as the Great Europe Alphabet Tour. We started in Albania and made it to Croatia last week. So today we're starting in Cyprus. This is Monsieur Dumani with Alavrostis Chiotis. That was Alavrostichotis by Monsieur Dumani from Cyprus. We're away on our tour. I got very sidetracked doing the research for this episode with quite a lot of different things. And the way that this band sidetracked me is that I was reading their Wikipedia page, all the awards they've won. They formed in 2012 in Nicosia, Cyprus. And they've won loads of, like, I haven't really heard of this as, like, categories, but things like the Transglobal World Music Chart. They've hit number one on that with, like, their last three albums, which is pretty cool. And number two in the World Music Charts Europe, all of these cool things. And then they didn't have their latest album. This song was that we just played was from Pissorin, and it came out in 2021. And the Wikipedia page didn't have it on there. So, of course, I made a Wikipedia account and spent, like, 20 minutes, maybe longer, editing their page to update it to include the latest album instead of continuing with useful research for the show. But it was fun. Cyprus is something, a place I didn't know much about until I read a... It was fiction. I read a fiction book a few months ago called, I think, Island of Missing Trees. And it was about this family that left Cyprus, and the girl that grew up in the UK, and the fig tree they brought over that was, like, sentient, kind of. It was a bit weird, but also it was a great book. But I hadn't really known anything about the dynamics, what's going on in Cyprus. And it's wild. The history of Cyprus is insane. There's a mixture of Greek and Turkish people living on Cyprus, and for a long time they got on really well. And but at the same time, there's also been loads of, like, really intense conflict on that island, and I think more recently, lots of efforts to repair the relationships there and sort of recover a lot of the history that was lost during some of the conflict that happened there. That I don't know that much about, especially because the book took a more human perspective than, like, a factual one, but. Yeah, it was really interesting, and also it describes the food really nicely. It made me hungry when I was reading it. Anyway, that's Cyprus. That was Monsieur Domani. I edited their Wikipedia page. Some really nice trombone playing at the bottom there. I listened to quite a lot of their album and music. I almost wanted to put two tracks in, but that's not how this works, so I didn't. But they have some really nice stuff. But we're moving on to the Czech Republic and Oliver Lowe and Friends and a track called Alaska. With quite a long, weird intro.
Hlavně když ti sedne na klín a z tebe vypadne, ty voníš jako jasmín. Je to zvláštní a přitom jasný, že se tváříš, jako kdyby držel v rukou dárek z mašlí. Tak ho rozbal a ne aby skoktal, protože tohle je konverzace mezi mužem a ženou a ne slovní fotbal. A když náhodou vodí, dostaneš to číslo, tak se nezapomeň ozvat. Pak máš možnost jí poznat, někam ji pozvat, nebo to taky posrat. Pokud máš možnost, hned si to s ní rozdat.
Co jsi přišel vybrat uličky plný košťa?
A to se pak nechtěj dostat, s tou, se kterou se nechceš dostat až před svatební obřad. Takže podřad, zpomal, anebo couvni. A pak zjistí, že láska není jenom v koulích.
Láska je láska.
Tak je to kurva jasný. tím než jsem začal milovat texty, jsem miloval hokej, wow, to byla prestiž. Sbíral jsem kartičky, ty, které jiní mít nesmí. Pubertální souboj Lemie versus Gretzky, pak se mi smetl z cesty, jip pryč. Začal jsem rapovat texty Public Enemy pro lepší image. Pak přišly holky a my jsme byli marní. Po čase jsem zjistil, že srdce nemám ve varlích, že láska jak parník je velká a v porovnání síly s ní jsme všichni marní. Láska není to, když někdo s někým chvíli spí. Láska není ani luska bílá a její výmysly. Láska je to, když jí vaříš ve tři ráno guláš, když na ní myslíš pořád, i když čuráš. Je něco jako finanční krize, mluví se o ničím dál víc a ta Linda ne a ne zmize.
To je jasný, ale otázka je, co je láska. Nevím, radši zasně, já smudej si páska. Práskla se mnou o postel, která praskla. Skla se zamlžela, jako kdybych smažil kapra. Vařím vejce na 180 stupňů v rozpálený vodě, která má zhruba tak 1000 stupňů. Kluci choděj s klukama, holky choděj s holkama, hroši choděj s rochama, lidi choděj s nohama. Hlavní je nesklamat a neklamat svý blízký, jako reklama na nekonečný život, za to ceny nízký. Za penízky koupíš možná postel na noc nějakou holkou, která z toho bude mít minutu radost. Radost je, když někdo vytváří úsměvy. Láska se objeví a projeví ve tvaru polevy, která tě poleje jak karlík čokoládou z továrny. Projevy srdečního tepu šeptaj tepy tvojí tepnou přímo do hlavy. Oslavy euforie zaplavily záplavy, nadšení postavit podstatu slasti na nohy. Z oblohy se snesly postavy, mě se postavil.
Máme po ptáka.
No, ty máš po ptákách.
A ty máš zase po kozách.
That was Lasker by Oliver Lowe and Friends. I've really been enjoying putting this series together so far because I've just coming across such a massive range of music, and some of it is very interesting and some of it is very cool, and I really like that last one, although obviously I didn't understand the lyrics because I don't speak Czech. Oliver Lowe is from the west of the Czech Republic and rapped for another apparently famous group, I think, in the famous for the area. Divoký Sapad, something like that. And then 10 years later, I came back and was like, you know what, I'm going to do more music. But I don't have much to say about him. He's very difficult to find information about online, partly even when I try searching in Czech. But yeah, the research process has been really fun for this, and it got a lot more fun the other day for episode 2, because I figured out how to go about finding the music. In a much more efficient and interesting way than I was doing for episode 1, which was kind of just was a mixture of like searching through Spotify playlists with titles, just like Google searching, going on Reddit, looking at what people were saying, and just I'd be like typing in the country and then lots of different words, using like the Google search terms where you can, if you type or in capital letters, it will search for one or the other, it doesn't have to do both, all of that stuff. However, there's a website called Discogs, which you may be aware of, may not. This is quite a big website. It's global, and it's kind of like eBay, but specifically for music, so vinyl, CDs, I think tapes. I'm not sure. You don't see much of those on there anyway, but loads of vinyl and CDs. And so it acts accidentally as like a library of music that is carries so many more tags than, for example, Spotify does. Like, you can't search by the country a song came from on Spotify. And you actually can't search for a country a song came from in Discogs, but you can search for a country the song was published in. And if a song's big, that's more of a problem, because if I put in, like, the Czech Republic and a song was from, like, the UK or something, and when it got really big, it was published in the Czech Republic too. But for finding more niche music, it's much more likely that it was published in its home country, and also you can sort of tell from the titles and the artist names which ones you're looking for. So yeah, people who want to sell their stuff or just even have stuff, people use it a bit like Goodreads and like Letterboxd, which are book and film websites, respectively, for logging books you've read, rating them, and finding new stuff. And Discogs is like that, so people don't always sell stuff, they just like tell people they've got the album. And when they do, they write, there's a lot of information about it. So what was awesome is I could just put in an instrument and just search through all of the songs that were published in the albums that were published in a certain country, pick the different genres. I had so much fun, and I got incredibly sidetracked. But that is how I came across the next track from Denmark. We had a Danish band last week because Andorra is a tiny country, so we played like 10 seconds of the national anthem, and then we played a song from the band Andorra, who are Danish. But I let myself go on that one because A, I thought it was kind of funny, and B, I really couldn't find anything, and I tried really hard. But this next guy, Kenneth Brager, or Bager, I'll get back to him on that because I've written both down here like an idiot, is from Denmark. He's been going since 1979, and apparently has a personal collection of over 70,000 records, which tops CITR's collection by quite a lot, although I was in there the other day, and it's pretty extensive, and it's pretty awesome, listening to some Farside, because by the time this goes out, I'll have seen Farside last Friday. And yeah, so he's legendary, apparently, done loads of huge clubs and festivals, is a label owner, released hits from artists like Moby and KLF and Josh Wink and some other people as well, and DJed for like Depeche Mode and New Order, and collab with, anyway, he's got like a really, oh, this was really cool actually, he hosts a radio shows and festivals is what he's doing at the moment, hosting those, and he co-runs a festival with Noma's Klaus Meyer on a remote Danish island, and the only reason I know who that is because I've watched The Bear, and if you haven't watched The Bear, go watch The Bear. It's maybe the best TV show objectively, at least the first two seasons, that I've ever watched. It's fantastic. I watched it like four times. I love it. Anyway, Noma is like one of the fanciest, well, like most world-renowned, like fine dining restaurants in the world. And really weird that this guy co-runs a festival with the owner and like head chef of that place. They like grow their own food. It's really cool. I'd never be able to afford to go, but they're awesome. Anyway, that's a lot of talking from me. So this one's weird, but I love it. There's so much weird stuff this week. It's very, very different. It doesn't match thematically the way it sounds, but it is part of the Europe tour. But this is Fragment 8, The Sound of a Swing, Part 2, Onana, by the Kenneth Bager Experience and the Hellerup's Cool School Choir. Hey,
na 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 in order to be safe. Frying pan. I said, listen here, you no good man, I can't be part of your dinner plans. Well, I was swimming in a big old sea, my daddy so graciously gave to me, and a country fried fillet with greens just ain't what I was meant to be. The fisherman watched in shock and doubt as the fish got up and walked on out. Before he left, he turned around. I said, you just can't steal the sound. The sound is twang. Oh, no. It makes me want to dance. Oh, no, no. It puts me in a trance. Oh, no, no. It makes me clap my hands. Oh, no, no. Man, the sound is swing. Everybody gather round and watch me make the sound, the beautiful sound of swing. Ooh, na, na, it makes me wanna dance. Ooh, na, na, it puts me in a trance. Ooh, na, na, it makes me clap my hands.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back. You're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going through Europe alphabetically, playing a song from each country, and we just played a song from Denmark called Fragment 8, The Sound of Swing by the Kenneth Bager Experience. A bit a weird one, but I'm really enjoying the variety going on. Well, there's just so much cool stuff on the internet. There's so much cool music out there. When I was listening to all the records, the vinyl in the records room at CITR, part of me was like, it's a shame that we don't have this like album focused way of listening anymore. But also, we have access to more music than we ever did, and obviously there's never going to be enough time to listen to all of it, but I feel like getting bummed out about that is missing out on so much cool stuff. And also, like, it really was hard to access music. My grandpa said, I was talking to my grandpa the other day, he was telling me, in fact, I think he's told me a story a few times, when he gets drunk, he likes to repeat his stories, but I lap it up, make sure I remember it more. Anyway, it was like when he was my age and living in Coventry, having moved over from Ireland, and hanging with his friends and having like this insane sound system in their house, massive speakers and these like quad amp valve tube amplifiers. Anyway, he was telling me how like one of their friends went to America on holiday and brought back all these records that they'd never heard across the pond because they hadn't made their way over yet. There was no way of them ever having heard of these. And so before they'd like reached the UK commercially, for the general public, the way that they would hear this music is when someone brought stuff back and they'd sit and listen to the music they never heard before. And that's like awesome, but also I'm grateful that, I mean, there's arguments that everything being globalized nowadays makes tends to like the less small cool communities, everything gets like pushed everywhere before it's got time to, well, everything sounds more similar, both like the way people are speaking on like TikTok and stuff and music. But I think it's awesome how much we have access to. Get yourself on Discogs, there's so much cool music. Anyway, the next track I found was from, well, it had to be from Estonia. This is cool, funky. This is called Real Thing by Siim Aimla Funk Band.
Steps I take.
This Is and Was Real Thing by Sim Imler Funk Band from, hold on, from Estonia. We're going to move straight on to a band that is Finnish, because that's how the alphabet works. And this band is called Kovunimen Hedat or something, but it translates to the Lords of Kuvanumi. And their album is also translates to Leading the Blind. And this song is called Magista, Magista and Gambina.
Lapsuuden kodispirtas, magista ja gambina. Sä päädyt vankilaan, sä päädyt vankilaan. Lapsuuden kodispirtas, magista ja gambina. Sä päädyt vankilaan, nuorena hautaan.
Getos, mut getto venas himas sinne matkaaminen koulun jälkeen aina yhtä hidasta. Aina friendin luo tyypää jo taju tietokone peli. Kai se mutsi ihmetteli pysyvää päivällisvierastilla penny. Mut jossain vaiheessa turha enää kiinaa. Onhan ton muksu pakko päästä yöks himaan. Miss roiskeet seinille joulu aina puukkufa ja jatko seuraasti välillä pikku tunne dunkkuu. Magista ja gambina ympäri vuoden. Ei se tuu jäämään enää koskaan muutamaa. Poika huoneessa on huonona peitoa. Tietää mitä seuraa kun ne alkaa huutamaan. Ja tietää muutamat tunnin päästä pitäis olla taas koulus virkeen ja valmiin puurtamaan. Mut joissain perheessä on näitä töitä ettei jollekaan nukuta. Siihen meno kuulussa ettei sit menos puhuta.
Lapsuuden kodis virtas magista ja gambina. Sä päädyt vankilaan, sä päädyt vankilaan. Lapsuuden kodis virtas magista ja gambina. Sä päädyt vankilaan, nuorena hautaan.
Tulehtuneet tilanteella tapan eskaloituu, poika hoittuu. Pikku tunne stadist himaa näkee edessään isänsä raivon jättämät jäljet. Joutuu itän raivon valtaan ja hyökkää äijä kimppuun, joka joutuu pakko kauhun valtaan. Kaivaa taskus mattoveitsen, alkaa huitos sillä. Tossa ois voinut käydä huonosti, mut tilanteesta selvittiin siteellä ja tikellä. Lekuri kävillä tuntiin sen jälkeen frendi ovella. Mitä sälli, lähetään kauppa jäävä lampaa. Handu ei oikein pelitä, mennään niin mä selitän matkaa. Frendi hippaa, men on nähnyt lapsuuden kodissa. Vastaava paska, tai oikeastaan vielä pahempaa. Se kysyy kela, sit se tehdä jotain asialle. Kaverissa on messis, mitä ikin tarvitkaa. Sulla ottaa kuitenkin toinenkin perhe. Poika sanoo vaan, pistetään harkintaa.
Magista ja gambina.
Magista ja gambina.
Magista ja gambina.
Magista ja gambina.
Magista ja gambina. Magista ja gambina.
Magista ja gambina.
That's a fun one. That was Magista and Gambina by the Lords of Kuvanumi. We're moving quickly on to France here. And I'm sure there's lots of really big French artists that I could have used here. But again, I was having so much fun on Discogs, I found someone I'd never heard of that I... Anyway, this is L'Ombre d'un Homme. My French is really bad. By NCY Milky Band.
Thank you.
That was L'Ombre de l'Homme, or The Shadow of a Man, by NCY Milky Band. This next band was interesting because the Georgian script is not the Roman alphabet, so all of the searching I did for this was through a lot of heavy Google translating, but I found a song. I haven't listened to it for a few days, so I will... Also, that last one was nice and chill. But this is the artist just called Green Room, or at least it translates to that, and the album is self-titled. And the track is called Statistics, or Statistica. And this is what it sounds like.
Statistics, yeah. get cool again. We're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m. We're here for music time, CITR 101.9.
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, trolls, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Welcome back. If you listen to the show regularly, you'll know we have trouble with a particularly persistent individual who keeps trespassing on our property with a song that doesn't fit the week's theme. It would take a while to go through all of the things that we've done to stop him getting in, but we've upgraded the fence quite a few times, messed around with hiring quite a few guards, and last week he snuck in via Bob's birthday cake and ruined his birthday. Once the police apprehended him, we made the best of it though. But I've installed a special cake scanner in the delivery entrance, so this will never happen again. Anyway, there's no sign of him this week, so I think we're finally rid of him. Hallelujah! We did it, guys. Oh, hold on one moment. Speaking? You know you're meant to be on the outside guarding the fence, but you think there's something inside the perimeter and I should look out the window because the ground is moving? Yeah? Okay, hold on one moment. Looks fine to me. Hold on, the lawn isn't meant to do that. There's a hole opening! Someone's come. Oh no! He's just dug his way in. I'm so sorry, guys.
Who love the darkest night to hide the things you do, keeping your secrets from the light while you hide your deeds from view, playing your own deceitful games and never leave a trace. While you hide your face, some people say we're all the same, and they believe it too. Out of view.
Sorry about that, guys. I don't know how he keeps doing it. I really thought we had him that time. That sounded a lot like Darkest Night by Simand from their latest album Renaissance, who were playing in Vancouver on July 27th. And I'm going to be interviewing them on this show, I think the week before that. So keep an ear out for that. But A, I don't know how he knew that because it's very topical. But B, it's not part of the theme, so it doesn't matter. I still hate his guts. And I'm sure we'll get him next week. We're going to wrench our way back to the theme of the episode, as we like to do. The last song we played, the last song I played that I had choice over was Statistica by Green Room from Georgia, which means alphabetically we've moved our way on to Germany. And this is Ein bisschen Freundlichkeit by Tommy Schneller.
Vergitterter Himmel und Herzen wie aus Stein gebaut, Blicke so kalt und ein Kind, das die eigene Oma beklaut, weiße die Trommeln, Millionen mit verengter Vorhaut. Ist das wirklich die Welt, wie wir sie uns vorgestellt? Ein bisschen Freundlichkeit, ein kleines Lächeln, ja auch mal Liebe und ein Wort, das Vertrauen schafft. Gemeinsam das Bad benutzen, einander die Zähne putzen, sich auch mal ein Pilz ausgeben und zärtlich die Hoden halten wir. Ein bisschen Freundlichkeit, ein kleines Lächeln, ja auch mal Liebe und ein Wort, das Vertrauen schafft. Andern keine Grube graben, Unlicht mit Popeln flippen, als größer den Regenschirm halten. Nicht mit vollem Munde sprechen, ja und immer von rechts bedienen. Und draußen nur Kännchen bestellen, nicht dauernd am Sack sich kratzen. Behinderte nicht an Bäume ketten, Fahrräder gehören in den Fahrradkeller. Licht im Hausflur nicht brennen lassen, nicht in die Grünflächen brechen. Rauch nur in der Raucherecke, nach dem Fremdgehen zur AIDS-Beratung gehen. Frauen nicht als Sexualobjekte brauchen, zu Nonnen nicht Pinguin sagen. Wir auf ein Lass sein, das ist der Daumen, er schüttelt die Pflaumen, das ist der Zeigefinger, er kommt ins Sausenschritt und nimmt die Pflaumen mit.
That was Ambition Freilichkeit by Tommy Schneller from Germany, which means we've made our way to the last track of the episode. We got to Greece today. Well done, everyone. I think we're staying in a hostel because the budget's pretty low. Ah, someone's snoring too. But before we go, and I leave you with this last track, all that remains for me is to say thank you very much for listening to the show, and I hope you enjoyed. Tune in next week for part 3 of the Great Europe Alphabet Tour. We'll get the Trespasser and enjoy this last track. Thanks, guys. Which is Doorways by George Avramidis. I forgot to say.
There's a ghost on my doorway. How could I remember? Married only to the night.